1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll get you your jobs report here in just a little bit, but first let's get to your top three stories. The United States has intercepted the second Russian warplane in a week, and so two incidents going on here. We've talked about this before about how it just seems or appears that other countries, China, Russia, are pushing just like see how much they can get away with. But then I saw a report that apparently a couple of the balloons that were shot down over the weekend looks like they might have actually been a like innocent balloons, I guess the best way to put it right there. They were one of them was like from Hobby Lobby, a balloon that they were running. And then there was another hobbyist's balloon that was shot down. So I was like, oh, well. Five former Memphis police officers pled not guilty to the murder charges connected to Tyre Nichols' death and other charges. And Tesla is going to recall 362,000 cars that have its full service driving system in it. They're trying to fix some glitches, apparently, and I'm actually seeing a lot of more negative stories just saying they don't feel like they should have done any kind of recall. They feel like the recall is actually, you know, makes things seem worse or something like that. So I was like, all right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So your unemployment update here for you. We've got, where to go? So this past week in nationwide, we actually dropped as far as the new filings for unemployment that fell on 9,280. So 9,280 fewer new filings this week compared to last week. And last week it was about, it stayed right around the same, if you remember. In Florida, we dropped about 757 new filings, and Alabama down 363 new filings compared to the previous week. But continued unemployment did jump up just a little bit. We're at 29,000 more people on continued unemployment compared to a week ago, which means that that's 29,000 people that didn't go get, that were not able to go get a job. They had to stay on unemployment. But here in Florida, we actually had almost 4,000 people come off of our continued unemployment rolls. So that was really good for the state of Florida. And state Alabama is down 485. Now, when we look at these numbers, we look at seasonally adjusted numbers and stuff like that sometimes too. And but overall, it still appears, despite getting all this word, all these news stories of companies laying people off, it appears, at least for now, people are still able to go get a job. So they might get laid off, but they're able to find a job fairly quickly afterwards. So it still shows that despite high inflation and all these other economic factors that are strenuous, people at least do at least have jobs. So that part's good. Now, let's turn to the fiscal responsibility of the federal government. Congressional Budget Office says that Congress has got to put the United States on a path towards financial stability. This comes about a day, they actually said this a day before we got a new report, the United States trade deficit grew last year, meaning the gap between our imports and our exports increased. And a lot of that was due to China. Basically, we imported a lot more than what we exported. So we we saw our trade deficit grow. But bigger than that, because that deals with GDP, right? But bigger than that is our spending. We keep going over the you know, we're raising the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling. Here's the Congressional Budget Office, which is a third, you know, it's a federal agency, but they're nonpartisan. Government Accountability Office. I'm sorry, I thought it was the Congressional Budget Office. It's the Government Accountability Office, but still nonpartisan group saying that Congress has got to put the United States on a better fiscal path. And so that means they're going to have to try to come up with something like a budget, balanced budgets, or do something to start getting out of this deficit spending, just year after year after year, spending more money than what we take in. Then now with the Congressional Budget Office, the same time that the Government Accountability Office is like, Congress, you guys are going to have to do something to help with the United States fiscal stability. Well, same time that goes on, Congressional Budget Office says, so guess what? Our federal debt is growing faster than we expected. The deficits will average $2 trillion. They believe that they're going to double. The deficit will double in the next decade if something doesn't change. The annual deficit for the next 10 years will be $2 trillion. The Congressional Budget Office goes on and explains the federal debt held by the public will rise from $24 trillion at the end of, you know, of the end of the year last year, $24 trillion, up to $46 trillion over the next 10 years. It's like, what? As a percentage of GDP, that debt is projected to stand at 118% at the end of 2033. That's 21 percentage points higher than where it was at the end of last year. And 2.5 times its average from 50 years ago. Ugh. So in other words, yeah, the Congressional Budget Office is like, debt's rising faster than we thought it was going to. Deficit's increasing more than we thought it would. And we're going to double our debt in the next year. Government Accountability Office comes into Congress and says, you're going to have to do something to put the United States on some sort of path of financial stability, because that's not it. We're not on it right now. So whenever we talk about raising the debt ceiling, which is with the debt, you know, the debate that's going on right now, that's part of it. It's not just a matter of let's raise the debt so we could pay the bills. It's okay, what else are we going to do to make sure we're not continually running into this problem? It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as Highway 90 on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. We have some slight slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, and Pine Forest in the southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving. 98 through Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, looking good. If you do see something on the road, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I do want to bring this up here. It just came out, completely separate from financial stuff, but a multi-agency operation led to the arrest of more than 200 people allegedly engaging in human trafficking right here in Florida. Of the 24 victims being trafficked, 14 of these are females illegally in the country. So they were brought here illegally. 13 of them are Cuban. One is Mexican. All came through the southern border. So 200 people arrested in this human trafficking ring here in Polk County. Well, not here, but in Polk County, Florida. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hey, call United Way West Florida for their Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. They're booking appointments now. You just call 211 to schedule your time. Volunteers are operating from four different sites: Pensacola State College and Milton's Maine's campus, the Milton campus, the Warrenton campus, and at the Goodwill over on Olive Road. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. Four U.S. troops wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria today. U.S. Central Command says three of the soldiers and a working dog were still receiving treatment in Iraq at a U.S. medical facility. A fourth had been released from the hospital already. Five former Memphis police officers entered not guilty pleas today in the murder of Tyree Nichols. All five were fired after the after Nichols' fatal beating during a traffic stop in January. The former officers are all out on bond. Next court appearance is scheduled for May 1st. The U.S. may never recover the debris from the unidentified aerial object shot down by the military last week. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters efforts to find the objects have been hindered by weather and location. And I believe it was last hour, Bobby, you were talking about some of these objects. You know, we joked a couple of days ago about them being, you know, kind of innocent objects, you know, maybe hot air balloon festivals or something like that. But you're saying that it may indeed be something like that. Not hot air balloons, obviously, but, you know, something that would not be of a sinister nature.
Yes, innocent objects is what we're – there's at least a couple – there's at least two companies who are saying that they don't know where their balloon is. And it, the last they knew about it, it was flying over right around the area where we shot down stuff. So
you said one of the companies was Hobby Lobby. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so like, I mean, did the balloon say Hobby Lobby on the side, or do we know?
Yeah, it said balloon. Yeah, it said Hobby Lobby on the side, and it was just some sort of like.
And nobody saw that, huh? Okay.
I guess it was just. Now they're saying theirs was only like 3 feet long, like 3 feet wide. So that's small.
Yeah.
It's very small.
I mean, you can get a balloon at Party City bigger than that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, what? I'm surprised it would be shooting down anything that's 3 feet, you know, large or anything like that. So I'm, you know, this is just them mostly saying it right now, that they think that there's something, you know, that went down that was up with this. But that's the report, at least right now. They're trying to say that they're missing their balloons, so maybe some of these things that were shot down were not necessarily, as you say, nefarious. Maybe they're A-OK. As those five officers pleaded not guilty, I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of video evidence against them.
Yeah,
I guess you don't. I guess you just have to claim not guilty. I guess is the thing, though. But you know, that's one thing I was like, well, I understand them pleading that, but man, there's a lot of evidence against them,
right?
So. I don't know what's gonna end up happening with all of that. That whole thing, you know, what the next phase is before when we'll actually get any kind of trial or anything like that. But I'm sure that's coming down the pike here as well. So, what else you got for us?
Oh, that was it was good. That was it.
So I was gonna ask you. So did you heard my thoughts about Quantumania, right?
Yeah.
So did you see because I didn't want to ask you until after I did my little review thing. Did you see the Loki series on Disney Plus?
No, I have not watched any of the Marvel stuff on like Disney Plus or any of that. So I'm completely
not, like,
blind
Hawkeye
on that.
Hawkeye or any of that kind of stuff. All right. That's what I was wondering. So it's just and I realized in this one, because you and I have talked about it before, it seemed like the recent Marvel films after Endgame, they've just not been that great.
Right.
And I realized that part of it might just be because they're playing around with this multiverse thing so much that it just might be just too.
There's no, no set directive on where everything's going, at least right now. I mean, there's,
So I think that might be, like, it occurred to me during the film last night that maybe one of the reasons why it just doesn't seem like it's as much is because it's just confusing, because you're dealing with multiple different universes and trying to figure out how to tie them in, and then, like, what's the, you know, like you said, what's the end goal out of it?
Right.
So, all right, let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have slow-moving traffic on 29 right now. Got a call into the traffic line. This is going to be an accident right at the Domino's and Tom Thumb if you're heading northbound on 29 near Tate Road. So expect some slowdowns there. Also, just got a call from the traffic line. We do have slow-moving traffic on Cervantes. This is going to be Cervantes heading eastbound right near I-110. We don't have reports of an accident just yet, but we are showing slow moving traffic backed up to A Street. So again, that's Cervantes heading eastbound on I-110, right near I-110. If you see something else on the roads or you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I've got a text here about the balloons. So much for national defense. Maybe the Chinese and Russians are paying attention. I don't really know. I mean, you know, we intercepted the second set of Russian warships near the Alaska border, you know, second set in a week. So I do think there's maybe them, like, testing the bounds a little bit, the boundaries just a little bit. So I don't know. It's definitely some mind games going on, I think. All right, coming up here next, we've got your daily dad joke, and then talk about Governor DeSantis' announcement that he made in Destin today.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
My daughter asked me if I have seen the Dog Bowl. I said, no, I didn't even know he could. Like, didn't know he could bowl? That's, Yeah. I'm not a fan of elevator music. It's bad on so many levels. All of them. Governor DeSantis was in Destin today announcing $205 million that's going to go towards the opioid crisis. His wife Casey says that the best way to battle the opioid crisis is to get ahead of it. Start trying to get awareness and protect our kids' future by trying to keep them away from substance abuse. So $205 million meant to do just that. Fight the opioid epidemic by getting ahead of it. Pensacola. Local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. We also got your sports hit coming up here as well, and this week in science. Top three stories, though, to start off. The United States has intercepted a second set of war planes this week alone. Five former Memphis police officers pled not guilty to murder charges connected to Tyree Nichols' death, and Tesla is recalling 362,000 cars, all with the full self-driving aspects to it. They're saying there's some tweaks they need to make to the self-driving system, and so they made that recall going on. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, yeah, let's go ahead and talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is off now as we're getting ready for the All-Star weekend, but we do have the NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2. It's Dayton against Loyola University of Chicago. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Then on CBS Sports Network, University of New Mexico against San Jose State University. Then NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 21 Colorado beat Arizona State 70-62. On the Pac-12 Network, number 4, Utah is playing number 18 Arizona in women's basketball. And on the Pac-12 Network, the late game at 10 o'clock, number 25 USC plays number 3 Stanford women's basketball. Then NHL hockey going to be on ESPN tonight at 8 o'clock with LA against Anaheim. And before that, at 6 o'clock, you've got games on ESPN Plus. And then, of course, tomorrow is the Stadium Series of for the NHL, where you've got it's going to be in Raleigh, and it looks like you got the Capitals against the Hurricanes playing. That'll be tomorrow night. Genesis Invitational going on right now. Top of the leaderboard is Keith Mitchell at 9 under par, and it looks like Tiger Woods is probably going to miss the cut, as he didn't have as good of a game today as what he did yesterday. So let me just double check that. Yeah, he's just missing the cut at 1 over par. Then tomorrow is the kickoff of the XFL. So the XFL's schedule kicks off tomorrow. The XFL has a team in Vegas, Arlington, Orlando, Houston, St. Louis, San Antonio, Seattle, and D.C. And so tomorrow at 2 o'clock on ABC will be Las Vegas against Arlington. Then at 7:30 on ESPN and FX channel will be Orlando against Houston. Sunday will be the 2 o'clock game on ABC, St. Louis against San Antonio, and at 7 o'clock on ESPN, Seattle against DC. So the XFL came, so they had like one season or maybe two seasons back in the early 2000s. They came back in 2020, and then they were basically shutting down again. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his production company basically bought the XFL. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now behind the XFL, not Vince McMahon anymore. And so now they've got these 8 teams, and they're going to have similar rules to what they had in 2020, which the rules are similar to NFL rules. They actually brought in, like, the guy who used to run the NFL, officials, like he used to be over the NFL officials. So they brought him in. So it's going to have some other options, though, that makes them, they have a unique kickoff. They have multiple options for point after a touchdown, because you have a 3-tier thing. So they got some different things going on as well. But what's interesting is they do have some NFL presence. Las Vegas's head coach is former All-Pro Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. San Antonio's head coach, former wide receiver, All-Pro Hines Ward. Houston's head coach, former major head coach in the NFL, Wade Phillips. So you've got a lot of they got Jim Haslett, who's the head coach for Seattle. Then there's some players that are notable too, including A.J. McCarron. He's the quarterback for Houston. I'm sorry, for Seattle, St. Louis. He, of course, was a quarterback over at University of Alabama. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of these sports news for you real quick. The Commanders in the NFL are reportedly going to hire Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy as their offensive coordinator. Free agent Derek Carr is now going to be visiting the Jets this weekend, the second team in his offseason tour. The Padres star Manny Machado says that he plans to opt out of his deal after this season, and NBA legend Paul Pierce has to pay a $1.4 million fine to resolve issues from the SEC over Ethereum Max cryptocurrency. That is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. We do have delays on Highway 29. This is in the northbound direction right near Tate Road. We have an accident causing delays with the roadblock. Scene of the accident is right near the Tom Thumb and Domino's Pizza, but it is backing up all the way to North Tate School Road. So the intersection with the Winn-Dixie, that's when you're going to start seeing slowdowns after you get through that intersection heading northbound. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This past week in science, you had some interesting things come about. A team at Rutgers created a new type of low-fat chocolate that can be used, that can be made using a 3D printer. What? Yeah. So you make so you just get a 3D printer, I guess, and just okay. All right, pretty cool. A study in Australia found that snakes can hear you scream. We thought their weird internal ears might only feel vibrations from the ground, but it turns out they can detect sound waves in the air as well. Did we evolve to have hair on our heads to keep us cool? That's what a new study argues. Researchers found it keeps our scalp cool while protecting it from the sun. And they say really curly hair works best. Then astronomers may have finally figured out where dark energy comes from. Researchers at the University of Hawaii think that black holes are creating it. Dark energy and dark matter make up 95% of everything in the universe. Ordinary matter, the stuff that you can actually see, makes up only about 5%. That's some deep stuff right there. And finally, a team in Hong Kong, they made a Lego-sized robot. In fact, they made the robot look like a Lego person, okay? So it's a Lego-sized robot that looks like a Lego, and it can turn into a liquid and then back into a solid, just like the T-1000 from Terminator 2. They did it by infusing it with magnetic particles. There's a video of it. Basically, they put this little Lego robot behind like a little prison. And so it's behind a jail cell. And then it basically melts, you know, flows out of the jail and then re-solidifies into a little person again. What I didn't see is what the time frame. It looks like it takes a long time for this process to happen. This is not like T-1000 where, you know, he just melts and then comes right back. This looks like it takes like, it actually looks like it takes like an hour for the whole process to happen, but still kind of cool. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then we're going to have your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we'll get your top stories on foxnews.com. Plus, Bobby's brain teases for you here in just a little bit. But first, let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, to start, the five former Memphis police officers entering not guilty pleas today in the murder of Tyree Nichols. All five were fired after Nichols' fatal beating during a traffic stop in January. They're all out on bond. Next court appearance is scheduled for May 1st. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression after voluntarily checking himself into the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Basketball superstar Michael Jordan, 60 years old today. Of course, widely regarded as one of, if not the greatest player in NBA history. For his 60th birthday celebration, he announced a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish America Foundation. And Disney delaying the release date of Marvel Studios' upcoming film, The Marvels, now expected to hit theaters in November. On the 10th, it was originally scheduled for July 28th. Bobby?
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get top stories of FoxNews.com, our national news partner. So the top story is up in the air. White House admits details may never be clear as questions swirl around the objects that were shot out of the sky. We were discussing this just a little bit earlier, that many of these objects now may have actually just been civilian aircraft. U.S. military fighter jets shot down at least four aerial objects, including a Chinese spy balloon, over an eight-day period. But the other items, we don't really know what they were. And turns out they might be civilian. They might not be. But at the same time, the president or the White House is saying we may never know. Now, Tiger Woods addressing the backlash after his tampon prank was caught on camera. I saw this earlier. I was going to include it in the sports hit, and I just was like, nah, never mind. But basically what happened was he was playing with Justin Thomas, and they had a hole where I guess they must have had, I don't know, must have been talking to each other about trying to outdrive each other. And so here's Tiger Woods, 47 years old, considered to be kind of older in golf years, and he outdrove Justin Thomas. And so who's the young, up-and-coming guy who, you know, can drive the ball very, very far. And so when he outdrove him, they were walking to their ball, and while they were walking to their ball, Tiger Woods pulled out a tampon and handed him a tampon. Like, in other words, like you drive like a girl. And then Justin Thomas like grabbed it and like threw it on the ground. So, and they're just laughing at each other. Like they're laughing and they're goofing around and stuff like that. Well, it was caught on camera. And of course, people went nuts. The misogyny, it's a misogynistic thing. It's a, you know, you're trying to insult somebody by calling them a female. And it's an immature prank. And all this other stuff. And I'm like, and others are saying that he stooped to a new low. It's degrading to women and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I thought it was funny.
Like, is it more degrading to women? Didn't he cheat on his wife? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, that's way worse. Yes, that's way, way, way worse. Because the reality, especially in like the sports world, I don't know if any of these writers are sports people, but in the sports world, and this is like this is the controversy over transgenders playing in women's sports, is that they are not as strong and as fast as guys. And so it was a joke that he was doing. He's like, I outdrove you, even though I'm 47 years old. I'm, you know, 12 years older than you. I outdrove you on this. You hit the ball like a girl. You can't hit it as far as a guy can. Is basically, if that was like, that's the subtle, you know, thing in there, right? But so anyway, Tiger Woods came out today. If I offend anybody in any way, shape, or form, I'm sorry. It was not my intended to be that way. We play pranks on one another all the time. Virally, I think this did not come across that way, but between us, it's different. No, it did. If you watched it, it's exactly what, I mean, he grabbed it and threw it on the ground, and then they hugged each other and were laughing and stuff. It was just a fun little thing for them. But it's everybody else is getting, I'm like I said, so he's like, if I offended anybody, this is not the case. It was just friends having fun. Now I'd be like, I am so sorry. You're easily offended. I hope you work on that. Just give me a break. Kareem Jean-Pierre weighs in on the Don Lemon backlash against Nikki Haley. Wait, what's this going about? Oh, I'll tell you about this one. Now you want to be offended about something misogynistic? I'll share this one for you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Still seeing slow-moving traffic, 29 northbound. That's going to be real close to Muskogee Road. We had an accident that's showing slowdown. That had slowdowns at Tate Road. So that caused some delays, and now we're just seeing some everyday afternoon slowdowns adding on to that. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Karine Jean-Pierre, White House spokesperson, was they had a briefing from the White House press corps, and the NSC coordinator for strategic communications, John Kirby, did his briefing. And after his briefing, Karine Jean-Pierre, who's 48 years old, said, "Well, neither of us have hit our prime yet." Is just the way she responded to it. Well, that was something pertaining to Don Lemon from CNN yesterday. They were talking about Nikki Haley and her running for president, and he said Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry, when a woman, okay, first of all, because this was about Nikki Haley saying she wants to have mental competency tests for members of Congress over the age of 75. And so he goes, well, she isn't in her prime. Sorry, when a woman is considered being in her prime, it's in her 20s, her 30s, and maybe 40s. One of the co-hosts on there, Poppy Harlow, goes, "Are you talking about being prime for childbearing?" And he goes, "Don't shoot the messenger. I'm saying the facts are the facts. Just Google it." And so he like stuck with his guns that women are in their prime in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And she ended up storming off the set, by the way, a short time after that. She was just so like, what in the world? So Karine Jean-Pierre joked during the White House press corps today that she's not in her prime anymore. She's 48. And so, oh my goodness. Yeah. And to me, if you're going to complain about misogyny or whatever, that's a lot more offensive than Tiger Woods handing a tampon to the guy he just outdrove. But yeah. So Nikki Haley, by the way, she did reply to this. She said, "To be clear, I am not calling for competency tests for sexist middle-aged CNN anchors, only for people who make our laws and are over the age of 75. Ouch. Ben Skull right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top stories on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. Ty Warner, he's the guy who created Beanie Babies. He only got in the toy business after his acting career just failed. Ricky Gervais was in a new wave group in the 1980s called Siona Dancing. They actually had a song called More to Lose that was a huge hit in the Philippines in the 80s. No idea he was in entertainment that long. We've brought this up before. I'll bring it up again. Mel Brooks was a combat engineer in World War II, fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He got into comedy after he was discharged. He actually used to defuse mines. It was part of his job. That's like, wow. And then no one's exactly sure which place in New Orleans was the inspiration for House of the Rising Sun. There are theories. It's a hotel, club, restaurant, brothel, or even a jail. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays 11 to 1 is...